Well, Dr. Pugh, one of your passions is preventing blindness, and you talk about the top five reasons that people go blind. Tell us a little bit about those reasons.
The top five reasons people go blind in the United States of America, the number one and number five reason is macular degeneration and cataracts. Both of those are caused by free radicals. If people could understand where the free radicals come from and prevent those as much as possible, it's impossible to prevent them all, but you certainly could cut way, way back on exposure to the free radicals by controlling the things that you eat, by controlling the exposure that you have to first and secondhand smoke, to be specific, to margarine. Everyone can decide, I'll never eat margarine again. Butter is healthier because butter at low temperatures, if it doesn't change color, doesn't have the free radicals. It doesn't go into the trans fatty acids. If a person could get their antioxidants up, and again, that's a choice. People have to choose to eat fresh fruit is better. The brighter the color is better. The darker berries are better. There's a lot of things as people find out through education what to eat and how to prepare it, and more importantly, what not to eat. The analogy I like is I fly airplanes. And if you and I were going down to take a flight in my airplane, and let's say we had a quarter of a tank of gas, I'd like to have more gas. And we're using the analogy of the airplane and ourselves as our body, and the gas is what fills the tank, and food is what fills our stomach. And so as we're hungry, we're thinking about what we're going to eat. The gas tank in the airplane needs to have more fuel. We start to put the 100 low lead fuel in, which is what the airplane needs. Now, if halfway through filling that gas tank, if I start feeling a little bit cheap and thinking, oh, I don't really want to use this expensive gas, let's just fill the tank with something else. Let's put some dirt, some weeds. Let's throw some water in there. Let's just fill it with water. It's okay. It's just an airplane. And so now the tank's say full. And this is kind of how we eat. We start to eat and we think, you know, this is good for us and this isn't, but you know, I'm really hungry. So you grab a handful of this and munch that and fill up on whatever it takes to fill our tank. Now in the airplane, that's unthinkable. We don't want to go flying now that we've filled it with junk. And yet our bodies, we do that day after day, week after week, year after year. And we wonder why we get sick as we get past 40, 50, 60, 70, why we die early. And so the idea is that with the airplane, it's important what you put in. We want the 100 low lead. But it's probably more important what we don't put in the tank. We're not putting dirt. We're not putting water. We're not putting impurities. And in our body, it's the same thing. It's important what we put in, but it's also important what we don't put in and to know what's right. And with our bodies, we also need supplements in order to make up for what's not in the food.